The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Chris is in Simpsonville. Welcome in, Chris.
Hey, Joy. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing very well, Chris. Good to hear from you. So you've been working on your homework, I hear.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a challenge. And by the way, if the squad is the face of the Democratic Party, I guess the face of the GOP would be a fellow in a white sheet and hood, or maybe a swastika.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Anyway. You asked me to see if I could find anything that AOC or Omar had ever said that was nice about America. Well, I went to Twitter. That was the first place I went to, as much as I hate that thing.
Yeah.
I went there, and sure enough, there was a video of that was held earlier this week, I think, where AOC was talking about her first visit as a child to D.C.
Yeah.
Her father had took her there, and they sat at the reflecting pool there, and he was pointing out to her, you know, the Washington Memorial Monument and the Lincoln Memorial. And he was telling her about how, you know, all this in the city here is your heritage. It's part of your country and why these guys were important mm-hmm. in our nation's history. And she said later on, and I thought this was very patriotic, if you love something, you don't turn your back and leave it. And that's not what she's doing. She's giving up her life, part of her life, to represent, you know, her community in D.C. She's giving back to her country. She's representing the people in her district as best she can. I think that's very patriotic, what she said and what she's doing.
Okay.
Now Miss Omar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to go ahead?
Yeah,
you
go ahead. Say go ahead. Hey, look, okay. I'm impressed, Chris, that you did your homework.
Okay, Ms. Omar went to her Twitter account, and sure enough, there's a video on there, and she's talking about how, as American citizens, we must be devoted to our Constitution, because it's our American principles are set there. We should not be devoted to individuals. You know, Washington, Lincoln, they were great men. They surely, but they were men. They had flaws. Trump, he's more of a man-child, and he has so many flaws, you can't even count them all. You can't be a sycophant. You know, you can't just constantly be devoted to an individual and think they can do no wrong whatsoever. You have to be diligent and devoted to our values that are set in the Constitution. Again, that's a patriotic thing to say, and that's what you asked me to find, and that's what I found on these two ladies.
Well, hey, Chris, I'm proud of you. Let me think about the grade that I'm going to give you on this. Let's talk about these four women. Obviously, their own party is not very happy with them. I mean, there's reports coming from different factions of the Democrat Party that they have fallen for a trap that Trump set for them. And you have to agree with me, Chris, I would think, that you've got four freshman members of Congress who have sort of hijacked the Democrat Party agenda, whether you agree with it or not. They've kind of hijacked their party's agenda and taken front and center, taken the limelight. They've been in Congress for 6 months. Do you not have a somewhat of a problem with that, the way these young ladies at times, they don't even appear to know what they're talking about?
What I have a problem with is we have someone in the White House who, instead of trying to inspire America, Americans about their future, he's engaging in this white identity politics. He is trying to scare people in this country, because everyone knows that each year, the complexion of Americans getting darker.
Yep.
And he is trying to scare white Americans into thinking that, you know, if it continues so, and there's nothing really that's going to stop it, what's going to happen is that you know, America is going to vanish, that somehow it's going to be different than it ever was. And that's a bad thing. So he is trying to scare people into thinking that, you know, what's happening is that these people who are not white are going to take your jobs or take your women, and it's going to bring them to the polls. And this is crass. I mean, this is just what a low life scum would do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame. It is really a shame. He doesn't do anything about, you know, trying to pump up Americans about, you know, our nation. He just tries to scare people into thinking that, so you know, it's getting darker.
Do you think those thousands of Americans in Greenville, North Carolina last night were racist, and do you think they were scared?
Well, if you go to a Klan rally, what do you think?
How do you explain the support that he seems to get? Have you seen any of these ladies, part of the squad, or anyone in the Democrat Party, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, have you seen any of them attract the crowds that Donald Trump does? How do you explain that, if he's such a bad person?
I don't see them trying to attract crowds like that. I don't know if they could. Well,
Chris,
I don't see them trying.
They try every day when they're out on the campaign trail. What do you mean you don't see them trying?
I don't keep up with every one of them. There's so many Democrats running for Congress, I can't keep up with all of them.
All right, yeah,
and where they're going.
Well, I'm gonna. But my point is, you don't see any reports of them filling up a 20,000 seat arena. They collectively, they could not fill an arena.
If you think you have some morals and you support this guy named Trump, I mean, if you think you like Jesus, you need to reexamine your values. Be honest with you. I mean, you can't go to a rally like that and start chanting, you know, get out of our country or whatever. Well, that sounds like something you went on in Nuremberg, you know, during the 30s with the Nazis.
Chris, you got to admit, if you're not happy someplace, then you move. You go someplace else. And if they're not happy with the country, then they need to move on.
You don't love something and turn your back and leave. Remember what AOC said? You don't turn your back.
Yeah.
And leave.
Yeah, all right.
You love
Chris. Chris, I'm gonna give you a C plus on what you got, and keep working on it, Chris. Hey. Appreciate your phone call.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.